The Adventures of Bruno and Annalie. Underwater Friends. In his little yellow submarine, Bruno zoomed through the dazzling depths of the ocean. The submarine looked a bit like a friendly anglerfish, with a bright light perched on a small arm to bravely illuminate the way. Bruno loved his underwater adventures, but today was bound to be extra special. Suddenly, something gently tapped on the window of his submarine. Bruno looked up to see a smiling face. It was a mermaid with shimmering fins and sparkling hair, as mysterious as the ocean waves. She waved at him cheerfully. Bruno felt a surge of adventure spark within him. He quickly grabbed a snorkel and swam out to meet her. But how was he going to talk to her? The mermaid giggled and conjured up a big air bubble that attached to Bruno's snorkel. "This way, you can breathe and talk without any problems. Give it a try," the mermaid said. When he introduced himself and asked for her name, his words bubbled away like funny little balloons. Yet the mermaid understood him perfectly and replied with a laugh. "You're funny, Bruno. My name is Annalie." Together, they swam through the colorful underwater world Annalie called home. They soon met a jolly orange fish who was trying to cheer up a rather grumpy red crab. The crab held up a golden ring that the fish had found in the reef. Bruno laughed as he saw the crab finally crack a smile, delighted by the sparkling gift. Not far off, they saw a pink seahorse dancing excitedly around a magnificent octopus. The octopus seemed to have a special trick. It changed colors to the beat of the music the seahorse was dancing to. Bruno clapped his hands in delight, and Annalie told him that the octopus hosted the best parties in the entire sea. A little ways over, a sleepy green pufferfish swam lazily over the ocean floor. It settled next to a gray stingray with blue spots, who looked as though it had just woken up from a dream. Both creatures appeared so peaceful and relaxed that Bruno and Annalie spoke softly to avoid disturbing their tranquility. Bruno marveled at how diverse all the sea creatures were, and yet they all lived together in harmony. Eventually, they came to the end of their exploration. But before Bruno could swim back to his submarine, they encountered a large tiger shark with an unusually wide grin. The tiger shark swam curiously around Bruno and Annalie, intrigued by the nearby yellow submarine. Annalie explained that while this tiger shark was big and strong, he had a huge heart and lived peacefully with all the other sea creatures. Bruno was thrilled with all the stories and adventures that Annalie had shared with him, but sadly, it was time to say goodbye. Bruno thanked Annalie from the bottom of his heart for the wonderful tour of her magical world and promised her he would return soon. "Next time, I'll bring you a gift from the surface," Bruno announced before swimming back to his submarine. Annalie smiled and happily waved at him. Both were certain that this was the beginning of a wonderful friendship. With new stories in his head and full of anticipation for their next meeting, Bruno made his way back to the surface, as the sea glistened like a sparkling dream around his submarine. What underwater adventure will Bruno and Annalie set out on next? Go play and create their next deep sea story.